My name is Katia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Edith Edwards, EDITH, middle initial G, Edwards, EDWARDS. This patient was seen on October 6, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has progressed to stage 3B from 3A with a BUN of 22 from 15, creatinine of 1.35 from 1.27, and a GFR of 42 from 48. This progression is likely related to hyperuricemia with uric acid of 9.5, as well as nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperuricemia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process, period. There is no urinalysis available for assessment of activity in the urinary sediments or for calculation of protein in the urine, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. She has lost 16 pounds since the last visit through dieting, period. Her blood pressure is very well controlled, and she is euvolemic, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 9.5, period. The patient states she ran out of her allopurinol for a few weeks and recently restarted it 2 weeks after her labs were drawn for this visit, period. We will repeat the uric acid at the next visit. We spent a great length of time discussing the importance of medication compliance as well as dietary adjustments with low animal protein and purine in the diet to prevent further increase of the uric acid, period. We provided the patient with written information and she verbalizes understanding, period. Continue with the allopurinol. Next line, arterial hypertension, very well controlled with blood pressure of 96 over 72, period. Continue with the current regimen and restricted salt and fluid intake. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 54.7. She weighs 328 pounds today and has lost 16 pounds since the last visit. We recommend continued weight loss via the recommended diet. Next line, hypothyroidism with elevated TSH of 6.54. The patient states she was recently seen by her primary care provider and had her thyroid replacement medication adjusted from 112 micrograms to 125 micrograms, period. We will order a thyroid panel for further evaluation. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency, continue with the supplementation. Next line, atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. Next line, urge incontinence managed by her PCP. Next line, osteopenia noted. on the most recent bone density scan. We encourage her to continue her vitamin D3 supplement and to perform weight-bearing exercises daily. Next line, her mammogram result was within normal limits. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and